Aloha, Emily.
Hey, aloha, Kelly Fleer.
Yeah.
General manager of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai. I'm glad you got some time this morning. I'm watching the Century Tournament of Champions over at Maui, and I'm thinking about you because I know all that equipment they're using will be headed over to the Big Island soon so that you can do those last-minute things to pull together the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. Talk to us. What you're doing?
Well, we're busy over here at Hualalai, at Four Seasons Resort Hualalai. We're getting ready for our 27th, can you believe it, 27th year as the season opener for the PGA Tour Champions. And we're excited, and everything seems to be going so far so good.
And what a lift to have the Century Tournament of Champions become a designated event for the PGA Tour. Gotten so much good publicity, and of course following up is the Sony Open next week in Oahu, and then the Hawaii Swing wraps up here on the Big Island, and it's really a wonderful thing for this Big Island because of the monies that have been raised for our charities.
Absolutely. We're a smaller in scope event than the regular PGA Tour events. And, of course, we're on the biggest island with the least population, so all those factors come into play. But we're really proud and really thrilled to be able to share tournament charitable contributions every year. And, you know, we've surpassed over $2 million now in 27 years, and we're looking forward to another banner year at Hualalai.
Well, I'm headed up to a dinner tonight at Frank and Laura Sayre's home, where they kind of thank a lot of us that are core volunteers with them for the Daniel Sayre Foundation, which raises money for the Hawaii Fire and Rescue. They lost their son Daniel in a hiking accident more than 20 years ago, and they have been one of the beneficiaries of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hualalai.
Yes, they have, and, you know, they use our contributions. I give Laura and Frank the green light to purchase what they feel is priority. And, you know, our small donations every year add up. And I know Laura's reported back to me several times that some of the items that they've purchased, including, rescue boards for the lifeguards out of Hapuna Beach have really saved people's lives. And when you're talking about golf tournaments and when you're talking about saving lives, it kind of puts life into perspective. And so we're just really, really happy to be able to also make contributions in the community to all volunteer organizations, including the Rotary Club of Kona, Big Island Junior Golf Association, the Hualalai Foundation is one of our, you know, internal charities here within the resort. And, of course, our newest charity is Pua Ka'ilima Cultural Surf Park up at Kauai High. And
I
all these
saw that. I'm so glad to hear that. That's a great addition.
Yeah, and all of our beneficiary organizations, they don't have a paid staff. And to me, that's really a beautiful thing because there's a lot of big-time charities around the country and around the world where the CEOs make, you know, a pretty big paycheck. But all of our charities are open to the community. They're open for anybody, or they can affect everybody. For example, if your house does catch on fire, they don't ask you who you are and what's your demographic and where were you born. They just come and put out the fire and save lives. So I think
the rescues. We have a lot of visitors that are rescued.
That's right. It doesn't matter. We could all be the beneficiary of things like that someday. So I think that's kind of vision that we have, is that all of our dollars are going back into the community to be used by community, and, you know, everyone's got an opportunity or may need that opportunity someday.
And the Rotary Club of Kona Community Foundation, gosh, it goes all the way back to refurbishing the soccer fields, to kidney machine at the hospital, to the Maka'eo, walking, jogging path, the many ways that those monies that they put them back in the community has been effective. I've been involved with you since year one, so 27 years. We've seen a lot of players go through this morning watching on Golf Channel, Arnie and me, the wonderful show they run. And I was thinking about the days when Arnold and Jack and Gary Player used to play in this event. So over the 27 years, it's been a wonderful history of players that we've all been able to watch. We watched as, you know, when they were on the PGA Tour and coming over here to play in the season opening events. So some of the players coming up that'll be here coming up January 19th, 20th, 21st. I love some of those names. Jim Furyk, Mark O'Meara, Fred Couples. Who are some of your favorites coming in here?
Well, you know, first of all, back to Jack and Arnie and Gary Player and Lee Trevino and Tom Watson and Hale Irwin, and you just can go on and on. But one of the beautiful things about the PGA Tour champions is every year we you know, there's new rookies that turn 50 years old, and all of a sudden we get to see some new faces that everybody knows in the world of golf, but they had to wait till they're 50 to be able to experience our tour. So we just, you know, our talent gets replenished and replenished, and sadly, there comes a time when even our tour loses some of our favorites. But on the other hand, we gain some new ones. So I think that's one of the success stories of the champions. And I'm excited because, you know, this year, for example, Justin Leonard is a rookie. We all remember Justin won a couple majors, and he was a Ryder Cup hero. He also has been a great new commentator on the networks. So we get to see Justin Leonard, and we're excited about that. Our other new player, we only have two this year, but is from Thailand. His name is Tong Chai Jaidee, and he's a kick. He's a real fun guy to be around. He's always smiling. He played the Asian Tour for many years, and he did win an event this year, so he's earned his way to Hualalai. So we're excited to meet and expand our international kind of presence at the event. But we do have some great – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, there's some great stories there, like Stephen Anker. I mean, you know, he's kind of like what was his name? Dana Quigley, you know, for years was a club pro, and then he ended up getting on the Champions Tour, and he won so many events, and he was such a – you know, people loved him at the Mitsubishi. He won a couple times. But there's players like that, Stephen Anker, who – you know, they strive, they played a little bit on the tour, but they get a second life here on the Champions Tour.
Well, Stephen
qualified to come in this event.
Absolutely. And, you know, last year he lost in a playoff to our champion, Miguel Angel Jimenez, who everybody loves. He's very colorful. And Stephen Anker played him into a two-hole sudden death, and that momentum carried over to the whole year. You know, obviously he won the Charles Schwab Cup Championship. So we're really excited for Steve and the progress he's made coming over to our tour, and he's really added a lot of luster.
And I think it's nice that Hale Irwin, you know, he's won so many events on both tours, but he does make sure he gets here, and he's a big part of the week during the Mitsubishi. He's not officially playing, but he's going to be around, and he's so good with the fans, and he has fans that have come to see him every year. You know, some of them bring a visor that he's signed for like 30 years, but it's an event for all of them, not just for the golf. It's really a gathering, isn't it, to celebrate the Champions Tour.
Yeah, it's become that. It's become the most, desirable place for the champions to shoot for, to aim for, to win a tournament, to get here.
And
bring your families to Hawaii at the Four Seasons, which isn't a bad way to spend a week. But, you know, Hale's our all-time champion on the PGA Tour Champions with 44 victories. And Bernhard Langer is one shy of 44. He's now at 43. So I think, you know, there's a little – Hale's probably peeking over his shoulder to see if Bernhard's any closer to him. And it should be an interesting week because Bernhard has won three times here and he loves our golf course and he contends every year. So we'll see what happens.
And speaking of Bernhard, I was thinking of him this morning. I was going to give David Marr a call because David will be here doing emceeing for the week, right? And last year when David was on the island, of course, working with the PGA Tour, he ended up caddying for Bernhard because Bernhard's caddy got COVID, I believe, right, Terry? And so David Marr, who's been, you know, a golf commentator for years, his father was a wonderful player on the PGA Tour and had a made a huge difference in the world of golf. And that was pretty unique, I thought, that David was out there caddying for Bernhard in the final round last year.
I think he had a fun time. I think Bernhard enjoyed it. But I can tell you, I did speak with Terry Holt last week, and he will be here. He's excited to make his return.
And what about, just to throw it in there, because Mark Roffney, of course, we're seeing a lot of them right now on the broadcast with the Century Tournament of Champions, but Mark does such a wonderful job of tying all the events together of this Hawaiian swing. He'll be commentating and doing a lot of the color. I always enjoy getting with Mark and doing an interview, but they've done so much this year for the first tee, and some of these senior tour players, or the Champions Tour players, it used to be called the Senior Tour when it was a tour of nostalgia. Now it's definitely a tour of champions. But a lot of them go up on the Monday. So the Mitsubishi starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 19th, 20th, and 21st. But on the Monday before, about a dozen of the Champions Tour players go up to Nanea, and they play in a fundraiser for the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And the first tee of Hawaii that Mark Roffing and Mary B. have done so much good to get off the ground.
Yeah, that event is, you know, we're happy and we cooperate together. We kakua with Nanea and their staff as well as the HSJGA. And we help get the players up there. They've got their full field of players already, and they'll do a great job. I believe they play nine holes. The amateur players that participate play nine holes with our tour professionals, and they play nine holes with nine select Hawaii Big Island Junior golfers from the Big Island Junior Golf Association. So that should be a real thrill for those young golfers.
They do, yeah. They're also players that represent the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, which encompasses all three islands, or all the islands. And I always like to give a shout-out to my friends from Detroit, Nancy Clavel Forte and Paul Forte, because they always are really generous and buy items at the auction, which is a big part of that fundraiser, is the wonderful opportunities people have, like to spend 3 days with Mark Rolfing at the U.S. Open or go with David Marr and play at his private golf courses. And I know Jamie Du Bois and Beth Saunders, they get real involved. So it's really fun to see how our community supports this fundraising effort and how the Champions Tour pros also fundraise. But speaking of that, tickets also help. When people come and purchase tickets at the gate, let's talk about that, how much they are, and the week's events and juniors being able to come complimentary.
Yeah, we feel real good. We haven't raised our ticket price for many years now. It's $25 per day. For 3 days, it's $45. So in comparison to the other activities that happen for visitors and residents alike, we think it's a fair deal to be able to come out. You can come out and spend 8 hours out here if you can handle the sun and the beautiful weather and the heat and all that. But you know, $25. We have a free shuttle. If you want to come to the event, just follow the event signage and parking signage when you enter the event, and it'll lead you right to our spectator parking area, where a nice air-conditioned shuttle bus will take you right down to Spectator Village. We don't take cash anymore. It'll be all cashless, Emily, and that. So bring your credit card, and everything will be digital this year. So once you get there, we'll have a big QR code board, and you can take a picture with your mobile device. That'll provide you with our spectator guide and pairing sheets and all the tee times of the players that day. So, we've entered into a new world of technology, and we're going to apply it for the first time this year. So hopefully that will go all smooth and people will enjoy sharing all that information with their friends on their Facebook pages and let everyone know what they're doing.
And speaking of that, check out the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Huawei Facebook page and Twitter and also Instagram. A lot of fun pictures and updates. And we're talking with Kelly Fleer, who's the tournament manager of the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Huawei, going on the 27th year. He's been involved since year one. And the thing about it, Kelly, is I was thinking about it. I sent you a picture yesterday. I said, is this your grandson? And I was with your grandson and his friend who I remember when they were little kids when this tournament started. but they work with you. They work with you on the tournament. That's what I was thinking about. All the people I've met over the years, whether it's the players and their families. I just got a text from Ken Tanigawa's wife, Angie, and they're excited about, of course, he had a five-year exemption. He won one of the majors, but they're excited about getting back. And we've all made friends with, people's family members or the volunteers and for their year after year. And shout out to Chris Hazard and Larry Webb. I just talked with Larry the other day and he said everything's going really well. They've got it down to a science now, and the people that like to work in certain areas get to work in the areas they like to work. So some comments about how we've all met so many over the years, and people have actually gone on into other work as a result of maybe a volunteer effort at a tournament. It happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Emily, how you got started, right?
I started as a volunteer in 1986 for one of Mark Rolfing's events at Kapalua, and it bloomed into a career, and I'm forever grateful. Volunteering, you never know what happens down that path, but everything that does happen, it's usually good for everybody. So that's one of the great things about golf and sports. I think a volunteerism always blesses you and makes you feel good in your heart. And so we're very grateful to our volunteers. We call them the Orange Crush. They wear orange Aloha shirts, so you can't miss them out on the golf course. And they're full of Aloha. I did want to mention, back to tickets, that, youth under 16 are get free admission. They must be accompanied by an adult, a parent, or guardian, and as well as military. Retired or active with your military ID card, you get a free pass. In addition to that, KTA always runs a two-week program. If you donate a certain amount of canned goods to the Big Island food basket, you can get a daily ticket to our event. Last year, I think they gathered over 3,000 pounds of food, and
that went
directly to the food basket to feed the hungry. And those are just some of the things that we don't even really include in a straight cash donation, but those are just some of the other wonderful byproducts of our event.
Well, I think a good byproduct, too, is for people to get familiar with the Four Seasons Resort Hualalai, which is always very welcoming. The restaurants are open to all of us as locals and visitors, and, during the year and throughout the year, but on this weekend, they certainly invite everybody to come out and walk the golf course, park yourself behind the 18th green, which is actually designed as a PGA spectator course. So it's a really nice setting to just sit there and watch the players come up. There's shady spots as well, or bring your own umbrella. I see people make an entire day of it. They'll come in the morning and put down their little beach chair at the 18th, and then they'll go out and walk around the course and get back later in the day. But just everything about it is just, it's not just a golf tournament. It's really a nice way to meet people.
Thanks for mentioning that, because that is important. You can bring your own low boy beach chair if you want. We don't allow coolers, however, but we do have Spectator Village, which is located right in the middle of the action. It's kind of like the hub of a wagon wheel, and there's either a green or a tee box right, left. It's just like you're going around the face of a clock, and you can walk within a block and participate in about six or seven holes. So that is, we have a great concessionaire in Daniel Tebow. A lot of the locals know that name from his Tebow's restaurant days. but he'll be providing food and beverage. We have a big tent with a big screen television. We have a live scoreboard out there, and of course restrooms and just a place to get out of the sun if you feel like you're getting a little bit too much and you need to regroup. That's a great place to go.
Yeah, and I think also you mentioned about it going digital this year. It is in terms of, the spectator guide and everything, but the digital scoreboards at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship, when they were inaugurated, I don't know how many years ago it was, but what a transformation, because everywhere you're walking, you see the scoreboard. There's trivia being put up on the scoreboard, not just the scores, but the information about the players and little facts about their families. And just, I love it. And I think it really makes a difference as people are walking around to be able to keep that ongoing communication with the fans through the scoreboard, which is the same scoreboard that's out at the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah, Mitsubishi Electric manufactures their LED Diamond Vision boards, and they're the highest technology and that's out there today as far as professional sports. They're at Yankee Stadium. They're at several, I think, Atlanta Braves. They have several Major League Baseball parks with Mitsubishi Electric scoreboards, and of course that monster 60-yard by 20-yard scoreboard that hangs at AT&T Stadium for the Dallas Cowboys. But those are just some of the things that Mitsubishi Electric does. We're so grateful for them. They've been our title sponsor now since 2010. We've only had two title sponsors, which is rare in 27 years on any PGA Tour event. MasterCard took the ball and ran with it for the first 13 years. And Mitsubishi this will be the 14th year for them. So 27 years, two sponsors, that's really, really hard to beat. But Mitsubishi Electric's been just tremendous.
And they bring people from all over the country that come play in the Pro-Am. They're vendors and people that work with Mitsubishi, so they all get exposed to the Big Island of Hawaii. And again, I just have to say to the locals, to get out there and walk around, get familiar with Four Seasons. It's one of our great resorts along the coast that it's really nice to know that we can go out and avail ourselves of such a wonderful weekend. So really encourage everybody to get out there. Once again, tickets available at the gate. It's not no cash, but you'll be able to figure out one of the ways, to buy a ticket, $25 for the day, $45 for the week, and junior 16 and under complimentary. If accompanied by an adult. Anything else right now, Kelly? I'm sure we'll talk next week, but anything on your mind right now?
We just encourage everyone to come out and see the legends of golf, some of the greatest players. We have Freddie Couples, Ernie Els, Colin Montgomery from Scotland, Vijay Singh, Marco Mira, Retief Goosen. There's eight Hall of Fame players right there, including Darren Clark will be here. He's one. Of course, the great Bernhard Langer. He's trying to catch Hale Irwin as the all-time winningest champion on the Champions Tour.
Well, I always tell everybody, kind of pay attention to those caddies, too. There's some pretty famous caddies out there. like Fluff, who caddies for Jim Furyk. And Fluff used to caddy for Peter Jacobson, and then he caddied for Tiger for many years. And there's a lot of backstories, the people that come every year and work on it. Fig Newton, who does all the scoring and has been part of that evolution when people used to do hand scoring and now it's real time with the hand computers. I mean, we've all watched a lot evolve over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, we sure have. I think when we first started this tournament, we needed over 70 telephone lines that we had to run across the lava fields.
Wow.
We had to string telephone lines just to communicate, and now we run a tournament with just modems. We don't even have, we don't need phone lines anymore, which is amazing to me.
Something I had never thought about or you had not mentioned. That's pretty interesting.
So, with Wi-Fi and cell phones and it's just changed dramatically and I guess even as we get older and sometimes we don't like that kind of change, but we need to do it and keep up with the keep up with the next generations.
Oh yeah, and it's you know, it's fun to be able to keep up with it. I mean, I love the people that I have met who worked at the PGA Tour. I've met them through Twitter, gotten to know them, and then end up going over and going into their trailer while they're here. You know, like Al Pollock, people like that, or a couple of them even from Detroit. And you know, so the social media brings us together in other ways too. And then when we end up in a city, for instance. When the LE Challenge, which is a Champions Tour event, was in Grand Blanc, I had reporters from Michigan Golfer. They ended up, hooked them up with Mark Rolfing. They interviewed Mark when he was at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. They got with Ken Tanigawa at the LE Challenge. They got with Olin Brown, who all had nice things to say about coming to the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. So all of it allows us to connect with each other in a very wonderful way. And I think with that in mind, you know, all that TV equipment that comes over here in order to broadcast on the Golf Channel to, you know, I don't know how many countries it goes out to, but all over the world, that equipment comes over from Maui, right, from the Century Tournament of Champions, and you have your team of people that have been with you for years to do that. Make comment on that exercise.
Well, they finish at 5 p.m. on Sunday, the Century Tournament of Champions, and as soon as the last putt goes in, well, they'll already start breaking down the golf course as the golfers pass by those holes, except for the sudden death in case they need one. But all that golf course, all the scoreboards, all the generators, a lot of the signage, a lot of the equipment needs to come over, leapfrog Sony Open and comes directly here. So they have to get that all down to the Kahului Young Brothers docks. No later than, I believe, 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday. So they have some crews that are working till 2 or 3 in the morning out with, you know, lights and lights are, you know, around their heads. And they're working till 2, 3. They get their stuff on the trucks. The trucks all head down to Young Brothers. They get on. They arrive here in Kona out to Hualalai on Friday, usually about noon or so, and then we start putting things out on the course bright and early on Saturday morning. So it's quite a transition. It goes down to the hour, and the television trucks don't arrive until late Monday or early Tuesday morning, and they park them in place and then hook them up, and we're ready to broadcast to a worldwide audience.
Yeah, I was looking at the pictures this morning. It's actually a pretty good-sized compound of all the trucks and the trailers. I mean, that gets put into place for an event like this. You don't realize it until you're walking around and you see the setup. So, and you've got a team that's been working with you all these years, right?
Yeah, we have probably six of our crew, our ops crew, have been with us for the whole span of time here at Hualalai. So they know exactly what to do and where to go, and I don't dare tell them. I give them the green light, Emily.
Well, I might add, they also spread a whole lot of aloha, that crew of yours.
Because they
know so many people, and they're really great. And they're buzzing around in their carts saying hello to the people they've seen year after year, like myself.
They're very valuable because they know all the television crew, they know all the caddies, they know most of the players, they know a lot of the employees at the Four Seasons. You know, to run a golf tournament, there's more than one team, and all the teams have to work together. And somehow, you know, the more years and the more times you do it, it seems to come together better and quicker, and it's just a really amazing thing to see. And again, the charities locally here are the beneficiaries. The players are competitive. They want to win the Macau Trophy, our Hawaiian Fishhook Trophy. And of course, don't forget, you know, Nani Lim's Hula Halau will be on site at the 18th green for the 27th year to make it their hula tribute to the champion, whoever that may be. When he hoists that trophy high above his head, the beautiful dancers will be right behind him. And I think that's become a crowd favorite over the years, too.
Yeah, that's definitely the signature moment, I think, of the tournament, with everybody around the 18th green as they come down the 18th fairway, the final group, and that big crowd watching that performance by Nami Lim. And, of course, Brendan Moynihan and his team out there, the director of golf at Hualalai, and it looks like they're not doing a whole lot because they're so good at it. They really have it run smoothly, having everybody get in and out and timely fashion and out to the right tee boxes during the pro-am, because there's a lot going on during those days. So
there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, and you know, our crew and Brendan's crew, you know, we oftentimes will just kind of stay in the background and be, you know, if needed, we'll be there. But this event's about our players, the great golfers. It's about the spectators. To be able to enjoy it. It's about televising it, you know, around the world. So there's all these other aspects, but really we can't do it without the players. If this event didn't want to come, and without the sponsor of Mitsubishi Electric, if we didn't have those two, we would likely not be here. So hats off to them. Hats off to all the spectators that come and support us. And we hope to see you out here. January 19th to the 21st, there's not one weed in the golf course. The superintendent said if you can find a weed, he'll give you $100.
You know, I played at Hualalai a couple weeks ago, and it was absolutely pristine. I couldn't believe it. I mean, the fairways were so tight, you realize how much differently they play a golf course than we're normally used to. It was like, oh, wow, this gets more difficult. But it was gorgeous just to be out there and see it. And you're right, January 19th, 20th, 21st, that's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we look forward to seeing everybody. Also be broadcast on the Golf Channel from 2 to 5 p.m. each day, Hawaii Standard Time. So thanks, Kelly Fleer, Tournament Manager. It's been a pleasure working with you since year one, 27 years ago. And I appreciate the opportunity that I've had over the years to be so involved and meet so many great people.
Well, thank you, Emily, too, for all the support, getting all the word out, and we will see you, too, and you'll be working with our media director, Connor Stang, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of little side stories that we can get out and tweet about and get out on social media, and we thank you for your efforts in all those areas.
Well, I love doing it, and I just happen to think I just posted something this morning about David Utlek, who's with the PGA Tour Tournament Services, and it was about the honorary observer opportunities that people have at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. You want to just say a few words about that?
Yeah, if somebody wants to really get up close and personal on the golf course, we do have a package, and Emily can share that with you as well. You can go and walk right behind the golfers inside the ropes. It's an inside the ropes experience. And you'll be right with the walking score and the standard bear that carries the sign with the names and their scores. And you'll probably, as they shoot, you could be as close to as 25 feet right behind the golfers. And so it's quite an experience. I think it might be a bucket list for somebody to be able to be that. We announce your name on the first tee, and there's a little gift pack for you, and we get you around the course following one of the legends.
Yeah, commemorative photo of on-course Ono Grinds, plenty to eat out there while you're walking around. But the people that have done it have really enjoyed it. And when I met David last year and talked to him about it, and he said, yeah, we're going to expand it more this year and each year, you know, put more opportunity for people. So people can direct message me and on Facebook, Emily T. Gale, and I'll tell them more about it. But that's any of the 3 days. Like Kelly said, walk inside the ropes with the players, for the players. Thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome, Emily. Thank you.
Okay. See Emily. Call in. Talk Story Shore. Aloha.
Call me anytime. Aloha.
Okay.